the kind who wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says that work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. I'm Devin. What's going on?
Devin, I haven't talked to you much this week. I missed you.
I know, right? I mean, we talked, but I think we talked every day this week.
Not in the lengths that we normally do.
Right, not like our beautiful one-on-one time. You know what? After this is over, you want to have our one-on-one time, we can talk about Tez.
All right. That's okay, because I got some... Well, I have something that I wanted to say to you, but...
You have Critical Role, Andrew.
Huh? Oh, later on. Yeah, afterwards. I had something I wanted to talk to you about, one of Donnie's characters, but I'll leave that for him to talk to you about.
I know he kind of talked to me about he who shall not be named.
Oh no, this had nothing to do with any of that.
Oh, okay.
So let's just say one of his characters that I DM for ran into somebody that you as a player know of, and one of your characters has run into before. I'll just leave it at that. Then I'll let you and Donnie hash it out. Anyway.
Well, we can talk. I don't want to say anything. I have an idea, but we can talk after.
We'll talk about it. So anyway, this week. So we talked about it like last week. This week we were going to do our... I was going to do Avengers Endgame. And we were going to talk about that. But we're going to give it one more week because I really like to... Ross... really expressed an interest in coming on and talking about that movie. So, sorry, listeners, you're going to have to wait at least one more week. We are going to try to get Ross on for that.
Then we were going to talk about Game of Thrones, but I hate it.
Yeah, we weren't thrilled with the last episode.
As of 3 hours ago, there's a petition signed by over 500,000 people requesting them to redo the season.
Yeah.
Which I doubt's going to happen.
Well, the thing is I didn't mind I didn't mind the first couple episodes, but
the first couple episodes weren't bad. The first two episodes weren't bad. The third episode was directed well, which is the Battle of Winterfell, was directed well, but just ended stupid.
I mean, I would have preferred a different ending. I'm still satisfied with the ending of that episode. Like, I wasn't, all up in arms, like, upset about it. I still enjoyed it.
It was an enjoyable episode. This last episode just felt impossible to enjoy.
It just left me with...
a bad taste in your mouth?
Disappointment.
It was a shit sandwich. You just got served up a shit sandwich.
Yeah.
It was. You know exactly what it was. I'll let you know out there. Have you seen those prank videos on YouTube where somebody hands someone like a Hostess snowball or like a cake pop, and they bite into it and it's an onion covered in frosting?
No, but I kind of want to do that to someone now.
That's kind of what this was like. You thought you were getting cake, and you bit into that cake. And it was just frosted covered onion. And then you were set.
Yeah.
And very confused.
I will say, okay, we will be getting off the Game of Thrones topic because we'll watch what I can only assume is going to be a shit show of a season finale for that one. And then we'll probably discuss the last two episodes on the next.
I already know what's going to happen in the season finale. I'm almost certain. But
well, go ahead and give me your prediction.
I'll talk to you after. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who actually cares. I'll talk to you after.
All right. I will say...
not even prediction. So far, the air quotes leaks have been correct. So it's like...
Ugh. Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah.
As of like last episode, the one I do want to mention one thing, Clegane Bowl. I was looking so forward to seeing the Hound fight the Mountain, and I finally got it. First off, they had it do it on a fucking staircase, which sucked.
Yeah, it should have been an even earth.
Like, I don't know. I would have been okay with it, and like, I don't know. I'm on the fence. Like, I get why they ended it, and like, poetically, it suited. It was, you know, it was a suitable end for that particular fight. But I just wasn't overly thrilled by it. Like, I don't know.
I will say the best thing to come out of that fight, though, was all the memes that people were posting about Cersei and how she just kind of like,
oh, yeah, like, me, oh, like me.
I'm just gonna get past right here. Pardon me, excuse me.
I'm gone.
Like, you know what? I see this as a family issue. I'm just going to see myself out. Excuse me for one second.
Yeah. I like how she was all like up in arms and then fucking Qyburn got thrown. It's just like,
yeah, then she was just like, well, she's I'm like, just going to.
Well, I'm not going to get in your way anymore. That's all right. But this week we're going to be talking about a couple of the CW comic shows and stuff, because this week was their season finales. So I watched Arrow today. I watched Flash yesterday.
All right. So what do you want to talk about first? We have Arrow. We have Supergirl. You're talking about Supergirl.
Well, there's not a whole lot to say about Supergirl.
Okay. This here, I'll do it this way. Does it make you excited for the next season?
Kind of. I'm not gonna lie, Devin. So. This season was all about like this Ben Lockwood guy. Essentially, he hates
Like I've
aliens.
Seen most of the season. All right, it was a couple episodes that lost me, and I was talking about.
So this Dreamer chick, along with Brainy, got captured, mm-hmm. right? And then Brainy got essentially like tied down and beaten, and not necessarily tortured, but he definitely got beaten for getting mouthy. And this guy smacks him right in the fucking head with the butt of his gun, right? And then you mm-hmm. see the little lights start blinking and flickering on his forehead.
And let me guess, they turn red. He goes evil Brainiac.
Nope, they never once turned red. But he did start, like, he had a meltdown. Like, he started talking about his walls, his little compartmentalization boxes, and how everything's supposed to be organized, but now it's all cluttered and blah, 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 right? And he started having a meltdown. And then he started talking about how his species, his race or whatever, is a collective consciousness that he's had to compartmentalize to be able to function like he does. And he's telling this to the bad guys. And then he just, he goes insane. Like, and then he all of a sudden just snaps, goes completely emotionless, and he ends up becoming... Like, he turns into one of, like, the normal-ass Brainiacs. Like,
he whoops
all their asses.
Does he get green skin?
No.
God damn it.
No, he doesn't.
I want my green skin Brainy.
I love Brainy. I do... They kind of, like, left that up in the air where I feel like...
He's going
to
be the villain?
I'm hoping that he's going to be a villain of next season that they're going to have to deal with to either put down or return back to normal somehow. And I hope they don't do it in just like the first episode. You know what I mean? So I hope it's at least like a, you know, let it go like a half a season or like the majority of the season as him just this background villain, because they still have Lex to deal with. Essentially right now they left off with Lex killing off the Red Daughter, the mimic Supergirl.
Okay.
Who was raising hell in the United States, and so he wasted, looks like a hero.
So wasted, by the way.
Yeah. Well, she did presumably the Red Daughter, she and regular Supergirl fought, and she stayed long enough to listen to Kara's heartbeat stopped. So Kara did die, but then she started absorbing the solar energy from all, because it was at nighttime, she started absorbing all the solar energy from all the plant life around her, which I don't think that's how that works, but you know, it was a cool moment.
No, that works, but
I will say it was a cool moment. But that's really all there is to talk about Supergirl. Let's talk about the Flash, man. That was an emotional fucking
episode. Power Girl instead of killed her off. I'm just gonna say.
Say what?
You should have turned her into Power Girl instead of killed her off. I'm just gonna say that.
Who, Supergirl?
No, the Red Daughter chick. Oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, Lexis, that was the part of Lex's whole plan, was to kill her off and look like a hero to the world. You know, so.
Right.
But let's talk about the Flash, man. That was an emotional episode.
It was.
I got choked up. I got teary eyed. I'm not gonna lie, because I really liked Nora as a character. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. We've had this talk.
She's gonna be back. That's the thing.
Well, first, I don't know how you're gonna do that.
Well, I mean,
with the exception of, let's just go to another Earth and get a different Nora, well, or let's go to a different timeline and change things.
This is the thing, because Barry disappears earlier, but this is my thing, because right, because technically in the comic books, it was Nora Allen exists, and she exists, she's Cruz, but technically in the comic books, if I'm not mistaken, Barry... They're gonna probably correct the time, correct it according to like comic book standard, and give him his twins.
Well, that's part of the that's kind of where I'm off right now. Is like, okay, so they had Nora come back from the future, which we've had the conversation of. Yeah, this is your daughter, but this is your future daughter. You need to let her go back to her normal timeline eventually, so that way you can have her. As a real daughter.
The part that bothered me about her disappearing is nobody questioned why she disappeared, because the only thing that would have had to happen differently for her to start disappearing was for some reason, Barry and Iris stopped fucking.
Well, I think that's what... okay, so I think...
Well, no, but nothing. Nobody in the thing was like, well, wait a minute. Why did she disappear? What happens to one of you two? Nobody questioned, like, neither one of them actually questioned that. We got the teaser at the end of the episode that showed him disappearing in 2019. But nobody in character on the show, Sherlock or anybody, was like, why did she disappear if she's your future daughter? Nobody questioned that.
I have a headache. My nose is bleeding.
I'm just saying,
I don't like time travel stuff.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if she's from the future, right? If she's from the future, so she's from 2030 or whatever the fuck timeline, I forgot what time, 2040, whatever time she's from. And she came back in time, but then she's in their time. Well, then they went back to her time, sorry to be thawn. But back in her time, she disappeared from that timeline, and she wasn't like killed off fighting Thawne. She was erased from the timeline fighting Thawne. But the only way your daughter can get erased from the timeline is if something happened. Like, yeah, they changed the timeline, and it's cementing itself, but nobody really questioned what changed. Besides, oh, it just changed. What changed? Nobody questioned, like, well, does Barry die? Does Iris die? For some reason, does something else happen? And, you know, because, like, on paper... It may not be on paper. The only reason why they wouldn't have a kid at some point is they stop fucking on paper. That's the only reason why they wouldn't have a kid at some point.
I'm not going to lie, Devin. I did not even think about any of this until you just brought it up, and it makes perfect sense. My mind is exploding right now.
I'm just saying, it's like nobody questioned it. Like, they were all sad about it happening, but nobody was like, well, why did she disappear? Like, I get Thawne manipulated the time stream perfectly to basically make it a live or die choice where they get him or erase her out of existence or try to save her. But the issue is, it's like, why would nobody ask the question of, well, why did she disappear? Because, like, she wasn't killed. There wasn't anything that happened to her, like, in that timeline that would have loved, she wouldn't exist.
I would have loved for, like, Cisco at that moment, like the second Nora just disappeared into like that snow stuff, if Sisko was just like, why you two not fucking no more? Like, you know? God damn. You bring up so many points that I didn't even think about during the episode. I guess I was so wrapped up in the episode, I didn't have a chance to think about
right. And it was a really emotional moment. And that was kind of the point where they're kind of making it like, oh, it was emotional, but nobody asked a question. But then
I bet you Sisko did think about that, but he just didn't want to bring that shit up right then.
Yeah.
And then he had, let's talk about Sisko.
I feel like it would have been funnier if it came from like Cecile. Like they get back in time and Cecile's just like, why ain't y'all fucking no more?
Why ain't y'all fucking, you know? Why you sleeping in separate beds? That's fucked up. before we continue, I want to do something just because I have it in my hand anyway. This is for Kurt. I don't know if you can hear that.
I hear it.
It's me throwing a bottle cap on my keyboard because he yelled at me one time for doing that. I just wanted to do that again because I had a bottle cap. Let's talk about a lot of things happened in this episode. So yeah, they defeated Cicada 2.
They defeated Cicada 2 by destroying the dagger. Destroying the dagger.
And before they did that, Ralph stopped and jumped in front of the dagger and got shot by the mirror gun. And then Devin's nightmare fuel came true.
That was an ugly image.
He turned into like all bubbly and.
He turned into chopped up hot. He looked like chopped up hot dog. He looked like chopped up hot dog that was colored Ralph.
Ralph colored chopped up hot dog. That's your next Crayola crayon color.
Like I'm trying to find a
Ralph
picture
chopped
of it.
Up hot dog.
Like I'm trying to find a picture of it just to like look at it again and be like, ugh.
I mean, it wasn't great. It looked.
See, I'm one of those people where like the weirdest things will like trigger like not my gag reflex, but like they'll make me cringe. And like weird graphical glitches will make me cringe.
Right.
And that got me. Like that hit my cringe meter real hard. And I was like, nope. Fix this right now.
See, I was trying to think of I watched either a movie or a show where somebody got injected with something and then their face got all bubbly and started swelling and then it eventually exploded. And that kind of reminded me of what Ralph looked like, just all over.
Yeah.
I don't remember what movie that was now. But yeah, it was not good. But they ended up fixing him. Sherlock ended up saying, well, last time something bad like this happened, you guys used muscle memory, essentially.
Which was really dumb. Like,
yeah.
That plan was really stupid. Like, objectively thinking about that plan, he basically, that was the equivalent of somebody just walking into a room and like, oh, hey, you probably should shoot that guy. It'll fix his problems. And yeah. Walking away. Like, that was kind of the objection of it. And they were just like, are you sure? It's like, of course I'm sure.
Well, the whole Sisko shooting him thing, like, vibing him or blasting him, that was kind of offbeat. I get the whole muscle memory thing because technically Ralph can look like whatever he wants no matter what state he's in.
It would have made more sense for like shocking his system back for them to say like Barry hit him with a lightning bolt,
right,
and like shock his system back into being alive, like right. That'd be great.
Not
so
like
effectively
just
they described him. Effectively, they described Ralph's cells as being turned inside out. That's what they described Ralph's cells as. They said his cells were turned inside out, which is fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah, that ended up fixing him. They shocked him awake or vibed him awake. And then he just, he reverted back to his normal self because he is, you know, elongated man or whatever the hell
apparently
he is.
Apparently unkillable.
Yeah. And so that was Ralph. They destroyed the dagger, which we find out Ralph solved the mystery of. If they destroyed Cicada's dagger, then that, in the future, is the only thing that's keeping Thawn in prison because they have the dagger strapped to Thawn's chest. So if they destroy the dagger in the past, it's no longer in the future, Thawn can go free. They end up doing that anyway, and convincing young Gracie to wake up from her coma and take the cure. Thawne escapes. Then there's like this montage, like this scenario of Thawne killing all the guards, and then it rewinds in time because I'm guessing it was Nora who learned how to rewind time. Because I don't think Barry did it, did he? Maybe it was Barry. I think Barry's done it before. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was Barry, because if it was Nora, I don't think he would have made the comment the way he did. Because he said, like, look who finally learned how to rewind time.
Yeah.
And if it was Nora, he probably would have said something along the lines of, you know, look who learned how to, you know, he would have said, look who finally, he would have said, you know.
Yeah. So they end up chasing him out, and I thought this was kind of cool, like how Thawne was running through the city, and then he split.
I thought you were going to say how they punched him with the time sphere.
No, well, that's coming up. I did like that whole scene. I liked that whole scene. But I liked how Thawne split himself, sent them chasing two different Thawnes, and then had them run into each other, and essentially, like, his two selves dodged each other and one hit Barry on the way by. But yeah, then Thawne ended up getting fucking smashed with the time sphere via Cisco's portal. And then it was just a series of fucking rugged blasts against Thawne. Like, they sent him through a portal. Like, Iris shot him a bunch of times through a portal. Killer Frost frosted him, and then Ralph, like, turned his hand into a giant mallet and fucking slammed him into an electrical box or something on the side of the road. That was a cool scene. I really did not expect. And then Barry and Nora both did their, like, super speed punch to his face.
Yeah,
that should have either killed him or at least knocked him out.
No, I'm doing.
Huh?
I just posted in the general chat of SU. That's getting deleted, like, right now. No.
Well, you know.
No.
You know what that reminds me of? Is that anything like that video killed the radio star or whatever the fuck song there? Remember that video, the music video for that?
It was not that
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that his hair is normal on top of all that.
I don't like any of it. It's gone.
Because they even said his...
Like, my back is itching by itself right now. Like, I can't do this.
Like, they said his cells were mutated. That means his hair would be mutated, too.
You know...
Anyway.
I mean, technically, isn't you know, skin mostly made of dead cells, so he shouldn't look that different.
Well, you know.
You know, I'm just saying.
Not Ralph's.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Ralph never dies.
That's right. So that's when Thawne essentially says, hey, you know, Nora, you know, things start happening with Nora, and she can either save herself by running into the negative speed force and hiding, because apparently time fluctuations or whatever can't get you in there. But in any case, she opted not to do that because she didn't want to end up like Thawne. And then she just ended up disappearing altogether, and Thawne got away. That was a very heart-wrenching moment, just that whole scene. And then we cut over to Joe got promoted at CCPD.
Yep, my man.
He's now damn captain. Because Captain Singh is getting promoted to
commissioner.
And Captain Singh also knew that Barry was the Flash, which caught Barry off guard.
He was just like, hey, I'm a detective. Which, yeah. It makes it, like, it's about time, like, yeah, that he said he knew. Because, like, come on. It's like, how do you not know at this point?
Yeah. And then we cut back to Cisco and Caitlin.
Laughing about it. Sorry to interrupt you. Laughing about it, though, if you go back to, like, the DeVos season, if he knew during the DeVos season and he was a dick, like, you could have helped me out with this.
And then Cisco and Caitlin had a moment where, you know, Cisco decided he's going to take this cure that he made for metahumans. Now, I had a feeling ever since he started talking about making a cure that he wanted to take it himself.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And I kind of get why, but at the same time, you know how many situations they have gotten out of or gotten to in just the nick of time because Cisco got them there?
Yeah. Like, so, it's going to be really difficult. Although, technically, I mean, I don't know if those breach, like, spheres still work without his powers. Like, did he figure out how to make a breach sphere that he gives, like, Sherlock and stuff? Like, I don't know if they have to be charged with his power.
Devices, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if they have to work or charge his power. If he can make, like, a localized version of those, maybe? And breach people locally, like, on, like, a individual charge. Like, maybe, like, they maybe, only get you, like, one time in.
Maybe he makes a breach gun.
Or like a breach gate, like yeah. A gate at Star Labs that can like breach them lasers. Like yeah. That'd be really cool actually. If he like designed like basically like he designed like breach receivers,
right?
And like small little like things that popped that are like he put all over the city, and they have like a central breach at Star Labs that you can like breach any one of those little like points, you know?
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool.
I mean, Cisco is probably the smartest person there.
He's probably the smartest one of the. I mean, he definitely in terms of technology wise, he's the smartest one of the team. In terms of like biology, it'd be Caitlin.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, like Thawne said, it's like you know he essentially told Thawne, you know, Thawne essentially told him, oh, now that you have powers, you're extraordinary. But you know, Cisco was a vital part of Team Flash way before he even had these powers, and I think that's what he wants to go back to. You know. And that fucking grin on it, that smile on his face when he's walking out of there, man, he has a huge smile. Like,
yeah, this is the thing though. We're not gonna see Cisco anymore. If I'm not mistaken, his actor is done with the show after this season.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that sucks because I really like his. I really like that
actor. I do too. I do too. I think Carlo. I think. Let me see, Carlo Valdez. I think this is his last episode.
Oh man, now you ruin it for me.
Or did he change his mind?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one looking at
it. I'm reading it right now.
This is on the spot news. This is news to me, folks.
Yeah, it was previously reported that Valdez was leaving the Flash after season 5 to return to Broadway. However, the rumor was never officially confirmed by Valdez or anyone associated with the show. Valdez did poke fun at the rumor, however, during a Q&A at Fans in March, where he answered the question of whether or not he was leaving with a mouthful of food, rendering his answer unintelligible. So it's still
up in the air.
Up in the air, but given how he answered it, I'm assuming he may still be around. Or he may not be a...
every episode sort of character.
Yeah, he may be like a guest star instead of a... maybe like he may go down like a supporting role instead of a...
That still sucks because I still...
main role. I mean, I really like Cisco. Like, I really do like Cisco. And I mean, he still brings a lot to the team without his powers.
Right. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, okay, so if he's not going to be on the show... as often, excuse me, I wonder if they're going to bring somebody in to replace him.
You know, I mean, you probably know they will. You know. And you already know what's going to happen if they need a vibe. They're just going to bring a vibe from another Earth. Like they did with Harrison Wells.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Cavanaugh has been on that show forever. Like, it's like, oh, they killed him off in the first season. And it's like, ba-bang. Oh, hey, I'm Tom Cavanaugh from this Earth, too. I gotta leave now. All right, I'm Tom Cavanaugh from Earth over here.
I really want to see the IMDb page, and if it's that actor as, oh, Harrison Wells, Prime, Earth Prime, Harrison Wells, Earth 2, Harrison Wells, Earth 37. Like, I want to know if they actually list all of these individually.
IMDb Tom Cavanaugh, let's find out. I actually spelled his name right, and I'm excited about it.
So yes,
reacting credits.
Cisco, moving on.
Yes,
you're looking this.
Yes, they do.
They do. Can you link that to me?
it's not as deep, but like for instance, like the Flash. They actually go pretty deep on it. So they go. Let me see. I'll open it up here in the second page. Let me click on this. Show all 114 episodes. God damn. All right, 114 episodes. Starting at the beginning. Pilot, Dr. Harrison Wells. Fastest Man Alive, Dr. Harrison Wells, Dr. Harrison Wells. Dr. Harrison Wells / Reverse Flash, Dr. Harrison Wells / Reverse Flash, Dr. Harrison Wells / Reverse Flash. And then, like, the most recent up, like, here we go. Dr. Harrison Wells slash Dr. Harrison Wells slash, sorry, Dr. Harry Wells slash Dr. Harrison Wells slash Ibarathon. Coming up to the list more, H.R. Wells, Dr. Harry Wells slash H.R. Wells, H.R. Wells slash Dr. Harry Wells. Here we go. When Harry Met Harry, Dr. Harry Wells slash Harrison Wolfgang Wells slash H. Lothario Wells.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Sherlock Wells slash Dr. Harry Wells slash Dr. Harrison Wells. Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. Like, it gets to the point where they're just dot, dot, dot. They don't even, like, finish it out completely.
Yep. So as Cisco was leaving, he did tell Caitlin that he left her a gift in his shop. When she looked at it, we don't get to see what it is, but I almost guarantee you it's a suit. It was about as big as a suit.
Probably a suit.
So, I don't know. I don't know what kind of suit her and Killer Frost would have, but sure.
I mean, maybe something close to the comics.
Maybe. Well, didn't Killer Frost in the comics just wear like a blue suit with a snowflake on it or something?
Well, no. I might be like her New 52 version.
Oh.
Which is not too far off of what Caitlin usually wears. Like in New 52, she wore like a leather jacket. Like it wasn't far off.
All right.
She wore like a leather jacket with like a fur-lined collar, and then like yeah, it wasn't far.
So after all that, we see Iris in the time vault, which is like the weird bubble room. And Barry goes and sits with her, and they have Nora's journal that was left behind. And then they find a microchip thing that they put into the computer, and it's essentially just a message from Nora thanking them for showing her how to be a hero and this, that, and the other thing. It was very heartfelt. And then that's essentially where, if I remember correctly, that's where it left off, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it left off with her face on the screen, and...
And then it cut, at the very, very end, it cut in and zoomed in on a timeline. It didn't show us a date, it just showed us a year.
A year.
The poster of, like, Barry disappearing, to 2019.
Yeah.
Yep, there's that. So Legends is Legends finale is next week, so I'm not going to talk about that. Their finality, their finality is next month.
Fatality.
Their fate. I mean, it could be their fatality. They're going up against demons. So well, you have until next week to catch up on Legends. Why?
I will do my best. God damn it!
You gotta get at least get the Bebo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I already watched the fight. Hey, I blew through Supernatural. All right.
You did, and I'm super happy for you.
All right, let's talk about Arrow real quick. Man, so I don't even know. Like, I don't know where to begin or end with this one.
I loved and hated this episode so much. I loved and hated the season so much.
Yeah. I don't even know, man. So. They ended up, Oliver fought his sister, the what's her name?
Jesus. I'm happy, you know what? I'm happy that the fans pay attention and understand the fans follow what I feel about this season. So when he first started off, when he was in prison, inmate 4587 had 1.43 million viewers, and it carried over a million viewers all the way until pretty much when he got out of prison. Like, it was Due Process, Slapside Redemption was 1.3, Unmasked is 1.35, Elseworld, I'm not counting because it's a crossover. And then after that, pretty much it hit, like, when they introduced Emiko, it was 1.2, then it dropped to 1.8. 1.07, 1.09, and then it hasn't, and then it's pretty much been at or under a million since then. Dropped down to the past few episodes, have dropped down to like the season finale got under a million.
People. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, under one. So it was 0.95.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the finale at least. Oliver faced down Emiko, gave her a shot at redemption, which she took, but then promptly died.
Like, why? What was the point of that? Like, I would have liked it better if it was just an ending of you can't save everyone you can't save. You can't save everyone, and then he has to kill her. And then he, because in the episode, he kind of retires anyway.
Well, so that's the whole thing. Well, that was the whole reason for either last week's or the week's before episode where he had that vision of Tommy in his head. Because yeah. Oliver was hellbent on killing her.
Right, and I get the whole Tommy thing, but it was kind of a stupid, like, it was stupid. Like, Tommy,
but that's your superhero trope, is the fact that superheroes aren't supposed to kill people.
Kill. Right, he was hellbent on killing her, he gives her the second chance, but I'm just saying, like, I would have just preferred it better if he just went back to being, like, that, or I would have preferred it better if he was literally, like, you know, in the midst of the duel, he's about to bring her down. It would have made the ending better where he, like, passes off the torch. Like, you know, he's always like, you know what? It was always a team that was my legacy. It was never, you know, it was never me. It was never anything. It was never the city. It was the team that was my legacy, that kind of thing. And it would have been better if it started off with him, like, him and her fighting. He got the upper hand. She got the upper hand. And then he just literally, like, kneecapped her with arrows and was about to finish her off. And then his team stepped up and, like, pulled him back from the brink. And talked him down, and then he offered her redemption. She said yes, and then they had their moment, and then she got killed. That would have been better.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that would have been redundant, because that kind of happened during that Tommy episode.
It kind of did. It kind of did.
So he already knows.
He already did it. I'm saying get rid of the Tommy, because the Tommy episode was pointless to me. Like it was.
See, I disagree. I actually really enjoyed that episode.
I didn't need the Tommy episode. It was kind of like an in-your-head... It was a stupid in-your-head episode. I didn't like it that much.
See, I enjoyed it because... I mean, he already went over in his own subconscious what is going to happen if he kills her. You know? So, he knows going into it that he's not going to kill her. But, I mean, why not throw her ass in jail? She kind of deserves it. You know? I don't know.
It was... To me, it was just... It was a waste of a character. For
why not have Wild Dog Shooter?
Or yeah, that would have been better. It was a waste of a character. Like, it would have been better if it was one of those. It would have actually been better for his character too. Thinking about you just saying that, if during the showdown he's hellbent on not killing her, but he can't beat her unless he has that fire behind him, because they're just as good as each other pretty much. He can't beat her. She's gonna kill Oliver, and then she gets shot by Wild Dog, and he's just like, you know, the city needs you, you know, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. This city needs you. Like, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, it would have preferred better. Because that, especially been a better since ending. Wild Dog has been on.
They had that relationship. Yeah. It would have been better
for, like, the entire season. He's been defending her.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a strange season. Like, they defended Roy basically bludgeoning people to death.
Yeah, because of the Mercurio or whatever. Which is odd. Not even that. It was the
other drugs or whatever.
No, it was the resurrection pool.
Yeah, the Lazarus pit.
The Lazarus pit. They brought him back to life, and he's fucking insane.
So. Well, it was a combination of that with the Mercurio, I think, with the Mercurio in his system, I think. Because they said that he had been using drugs again for, like, some kind of drugs again for something after that. Right. So,
yeah. I mean, anyway, so that all happens, and then we see, like, the flash forward, I suppose, of, you know, Felicity and the kids, and we see that their daughter is a lot like Oliver, and, you know, she's a really accomplished archer, and she blows up this building, and, you know, that was kind of a neat thing. And then it shows Oliver doing essentially the same maneuver in the past. But yeah, all in all, at the end, they say that they're essentially going to hand over the mantle to, you know, the rest of the team. Oliver says he's taking a break. He'll still be around, but he's got to get away from the city, mainly for, you know, the safety of his child, but he doesn't bring that up. Which I don't know why he didn't tell the team about the kid. I know he told John, but
well, because apparently, what's her name? His sister. She put a hit out with the entire organization that she's in on their family, including the kid.
All right.
So anybody who knew about the kid was going to be in danger.
Oh.
Or no, I think she actually specifically put a hit out on the kid. As weird as it is, I think to get back at him when she found out, I think she specifically put a hit out on his kid.
That's fucked up.
Not just the family. Yeah. But they don't, because that's kind of the implication of what they say, but they didn't really nail that home. That would have been really like a good point to nail home. Like, no. To make him understand loss, she's like, no, I put a hit out on your kid. Your unborn child that has a bounty on her head.
Yeah.
That would be fucked up.
Yeah. So they do this, like, this little flash-forward scene of, you know, Felicity giving birth and then them raising this kid who, you know, is still a baby in this small cabin. And then, essentially, that dude from the last crossover event shows up. I forget what's his name. The celestial guy there. Do you remember his name? Is it the Watcher? No.
No, it's the Monitor.
The Monitor. He shows up.
Yeah, because they're fighting the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah. He shows up, and during the crossover event, essentially Oliver told him, hey, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just give me the means or tell me how to save Kara and Barry, because they were in danger at the time. Well, the Monitor comes and cashes in. And he essentially tells Oliver, hey, I know how you're going to die. I can't change that. But you're going to, it's going to mean something, at least. You know? And then they cut forward to the future again. And Felicity's essentially passes on the mantle to her children. And then she
effectively
voluntarily
goes, dies.
Yeah, like, I don't voluntarily goes with the Monitor to wherever he took Oliver.
But yeah, it's like fucked up.
But if he's dead, like, then I guess
the implication that we understand is that Oliver, because he's like, yo, you don't survive this. The implication is Oliver's dead. So she's just like, all right, I'm gonna go die now. Peace, yo.
Yeah, unless that's a foretelling of, maybe he's not necessarily dead, but he's, you know, taking on some responsibility of, like,
I think he's going to be, like, kind of another Monitor. Like, I think he's working
on, like, something where he's not capable of just leaving his post. You know, like, maybe he's, like, maybe they have some big celestial being who is captive, and he is in charge of guarding him and making sure it never gets out or whatever. Whatever the case, I think he's not necessarily dead. He's in a state of somewhere he just can't come back from. And Felicity essentially just wanted to go be with him. There wasn't really a big cliffhanger or anything on the end of that episode, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But, I mean, the next season of Arrow is the last season, yeah?
It is, which is, it's also only 10 episodes, so.
Which means it's going to end with most likely the crossover event.
Which the crossover event they've talked about recently is going to be a 5-hour event that takes place over two, what is it? Like, not seasons, but hold on one second. CW Flashpoint. What is it? Crisis on Infinite Earths. There you go. I can't type, apparently.
You got this, Devin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a 5-hour crossover that takes place over two quarters. So people are speculating it's going to be the mid-season finale. It's going to be the mid-season finale of all the shows that are continuing, and the season finale, the season finale
Season fatality.
Oh, the series fatality of Arrow.
Gotcha.
From now on, can we just adapt Mortal Kombat terms? If a show is ending completely, it's now it's no longer the series finale. It's the series fatality.
Fatality. And then a new show. We're going to talk. A brand new show can be the Babality. Remember Babality. Those? Those were dumb in Mortal Kombat, like 4 or 5.
Babality.
And then there was like the what did they call the animal one? Was it animality? That's a dumb word. They shouldn't have ever used that if that's the case.
The animality or whatever?
Yeah. Where they just turn into like animals or some shit. I don't know. I was never a huge fan of Mortal Kombat. Like, I was a fan of the characters, but I suck at fighting games.
I mean, I'm not bad at fighters, but I'm not a fan. My personal fighter in terms of Mortal Kombat compared to we're on a tangent again. Fuck Mortal Kombat, Beast Wars all day. Beast Wars was my shit. Or not Beast Wars, sorry. Bloody Roar. There we go. That's what I'm thinking of. Transformers. Beast Wars is Transformers. Bloody Roar and Hugo. That's my boy.
I'm just Hugo. Not good at fighting games, regardless.
He turned into a mole and beats ass as a mole.
But yeah, CW, even though Arrow is ending next season, CW airing a new show this fall.
They have a couple new shows this fall.
Oh, okay. Well, I know of one that I just watched a trailer of. It actually looks really
good. They have. So I actually have the fall lineup I will go through.
There you go.
All right. Sunday, 8 p.m., the new series Batwoman is going to come out at 8 p.m., followed by Supergirl. So I'm assuming they're going to be. Because they didn't. Did they specify which Earth Batwoman was on?
Nope.
I kind of want her to be in the Supergirl world. Just because it would give a cool, like, darker comparison to that Supergirl shininess. And I think that would be actually kind of cool. Yeah. I would really like that. And also, I mean, come on. Batman and Wonder Woman. Batman and Superman are the dynamic duo. Like, they are the dynamic duo. You could have a Batwoman and Supergirl as the dynamic duo. That'd be really cool. I'd like that. And I think on that case, like, that Batwoman world would bring a grittiness to the Supergirl world that I think it needs. Followed by on Monday would be All American and Black Lightning. So 8 p.m. All American football show, followed by Black Lightning at 9. Tuesday, back together again. You're gonna have 8 p.m. The Flash, followed by 9 p.m. Arrow.
Oh wow, they're on the same day now.
Yep. Flash at 8 p.m. 9 p.m. is Arrow, which I don't see another season for Legends, but I'm thinking they're going to do what they did this time around, where it's going to probably, when Arrow ends, they're going to slot in Legends behind where Arrow was.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm assuming. Because I don't know if Legends are going to be a part of the crossover again or not. I'm not sure. Or they may be a part of the crossover, and then the crossover will serve as their series premiere.
Right.
In place of Arrow season finale. That would make sense in my book anyway. I would, first off, I really want them to do that, because that would really suck if they made like the season premiere be Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1, and then like the whole season of all these shows is them dealing with the effects of that, and then the ending, and then like the mid-season finale is the Part 2. I'd be really pissed. Just saying.
Yeah.
Then you have Wednesday, you're going to have Riverdale, followed by another new show, Nancy Drew.
I know nothing about this.
Nancy Drew is the detective girl. I think it's some of the same people that did Archie. It should be pretty good. Nancy Drew is like the kid girl detective, like the teen girl detective.
Okay.
Has a bunch of books about her.
Does the show look good?
Yeah, it's some of the same dudes that do Archie. So like, imagine like a teenage girl solving crime Archie style. Yeah. So I mean, not bad.
Okay.
And I think they're going to spin in a little bit of a supernatural-y type vibe, so I'm curious to see. Let me see. Thursday's going to be Supernatural, followed by Legacies. Friday will be Charmed, followed by Dynasty. And I don't think they renewed the show about the blind chick.
When does that all these shows start back up in the fall?
October, yep.
October. Okay, you're going to have to remind me, Devin. Make an alert somewhere or put a post-it note. But I'm going to try to stay current on Legacies this season. So right, when it starts, I want to know.
I would just be like, Webby, when Supernatural starts, watch Supernatural and then stay the other hour and watch Legacy.
Well, the thing is, I watch them the day after because they air on the CW network.
I usually watch them the day after, too, unless I'm home and then I can watch them like live. But usually it's the day after.
I'm going to need help just making
sure. I will message you and be like, yo, Webby, don't forget to watch Whatchacallit today.
Yeah. Because I want to be able to stay current so that way we can talk about it. And I don't have to have you sit there and say, God damn it, Webby, just go watch these shows so I can have somebody talk to about this.
Has
then
Donnie
I don't have yet? To. Then I don't have to binge watch it.
Has Donnie watched him yet, or is he still holding off on the? Because he doesn't want to watch the last episode of fucking
he
Originals.
He did tell me that he would watch the last episode of Originals because I kind of suckered him into it.
That's fine. He needs to watch Legacies too.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think he watched Legacies.
He may have. I don't know.
I think he. I don't know if he watched the season finale of Originals though.
Oh, so apparently they renewed In the Dark. Okay.
What's In the Dark? Is that the blind chick?
Yeah, it's about the blind chick. It doesn't seem like a CW show for me, but I like it.
Yeah, all right.
There's a CW show I really want them to keep going with, but they canceled it for no reason. Let me see it. CW Seed.
Now, I will say, because I know we do have a few listeners who do watch Supernatural, we won't talk too much about the season finale of Supernatural this season.
Sure, let's do it.
Or I guess it was last season, whenever it ended, because I just recently watched it on Netflix.
It just recently ended not too long ago.
We won't talk too much about it.
All I'm going to say is
fucking Chuck. God. That's all I'll say, man. That Chuck.
That Chuck guy, man.
So.
Also, too, go watch Lucifer.
Yes, I'm not all the way done Lucifer yet.
Season 4 is on Netflix. Season 4 is the best season yet, in my opinion.
Really?
It's shorter. It's shorter, but it's for the best. Like,
is
it's
it
actually
shorter? Worth it. But how many episodes?
It's only 10 episodes.
Oh, all right. How long were the other ones?
The other ones were all 20, 23.
Really?
I think the first season was 16. I'll tell you in a second. Yeah. They only did 10 episodes, but they really... Because the reason why they only did 10 episodes was that they said they really felt the other seasons lost their way because they were so... saturated with useless content. Yeah, it was just like filler. A lot of it was filler. This 10 episodes, they really were able to boil down and just get everything done.
I don't know.
And
I
it worked really
them.
Well.
I liked all of them. I haven't watched all of this season yet. So
this like the ten episodes here, they really just focused on a plot line, and they just nailed that plot line the whole way down the board. And like I loved it. Like
now,
for me,
are they going to renew it, or is this the last season?
No, it's coming back for sure.
Oh, all right.
I'm almost certain. Netflix doesn't announce like renewals and shit usually.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wouldn't have made sense for them to pick it up for one season, and then I can tell you like they left it on a cliffhanger. I'm not gonna say what, but it's left on a cliffhanger where if they needed to like wrap the series, they could. It would be a unsatisfying ending in my opinion, but
right.
Better than Game of Thrones, I can tell you that much.
I will say one of the most recent episodes I watched of Lucifer, they introduced Eve, and Eve is hot.
You cut completely out for me.
Motherfucker. I'm watching my little light go off and on. I don't know. At least my audio is picking up on Audacity, so
that's good.
But yeah, one of the episodes I watched introduced Eve.
Yeah, Eve's hot.
Eve's hot, yeah. So, that's
Eve,
good.
Eve, if I'm not mistaken, Eve is played by... Peter and something else I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know why Discord's microphone thing is so goddamn sensitive.
I don't know.
Because I know it's not my microphone.
You could change it. You know you could change that, right?
I've tried everything that you've told me to do on this.
You have a noise gate on or no?
I don't know. How do I check that?
Just go under settings, hit the wheel.
Yeah. We're doing this live on SU, folks.
Oh, live on SU. Go to voice and video. Your input sensitivity, is it checked or unchecked?
Input, where's that at?
Under voice and video?
Input sensitivity is checked.
So it's checked, and like, is the white circle to the left or to the right?
The little white circle's to the right.
move it to the left.
Yeah.
And then talk regularly in your mic. See how high it goes up. Like just talking at a regular volume. See how high it goes up. And then move it somewhere. Like mine's at minus 60. So slide your bar down to like minus 60. And what that'll do is that'll filter out a lot of like background noise, but also too, it may help you with like not clipping. And I think it's clipping and cutting you off is what I think it's happening.
So is, well, okay. So my normal speech goes beyond the little white bar.
That's the point. Yeah. Because basically anything under that won't show up.
Oh, so I want the white bar to, I want my noise to be past the white bar in the green.
Yes. Like for instance, keep talking for a second.
All right. So then why wouldn't you just turn this all the way down to like negative like 80 then? Oh, because then you'll pick up like all the background everything. Shit?
Like I'm about to show you. Cause like the whole time you were talking, I'm leaning into my mic and your sound was coming through, but my noise gate stopped it. Now I'm going to turn it down and then talk.
Okay. Tell me when.
Just keep talking.
Okay. I don't know what to fill the air with. I'm afraid I'm going to start hearing myself and I really don't want to. But I haven't yet, so I guess that's a good thing.
Just let me know if you do.
I don't hear anything. I hear myself now, and I don't like it.
That's why I keep it up, like so you won't hear yourself. But it's just determining how good your speaking voice is, like on how loud your speaking voice is regularly, because obviously you'll cut yourself out. Well, which is why sometimes you guys have a hard time hearing me if I'm
over here talking away from my mic. I'm barely coming through.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me keep it like this then for a little while, and we'll see if I just don't cut out every other sentence.
Yeah,
I do know that sometimes when Discord I talk,
it's overly sensitive when you leave it on the thing, and what happens is it'll clip you. Anything whenever it clips, it'll just cut people off. It'll cut your mic off. So I think that's what's happening.
I do know, and I laugh every time it happens too, is because, like just then, the way I talk, my mind works super fast, and I tend to stumble over my own words if I'm trying to keep up with what I'm trying to think about saying. So I purposely slow down my speech part. So like I'll speak with pauses, like very intent pauses, and like so every so often I'll be saying something and then I'll pause. And I'll get ready to start speaking, and Donnie will be like, "You cut out." It's like, "No, I didn't cut out. I just stopped fucking talking, Donnie." like, give me a second. It's only been 2 seconds. I don't do run-on sentences. I have to put pauses in there. So.
That's fine. Yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
I knew I saw something.
I heard everything you said. You didn't cut out at all. All
right, good. Well, fuck. Devin, you just probably fixed my shit.
That's why I'm here.
All right, so what else is even?
She is you remember Sonya in The Last Witch Hunter?
The Vin Diesel movie?
Yeah. She's not the main chick, but
I don't remember Sonya. Can you send me a picture? Because we always do pictures on this audio podcast.
She's one of the demon-y witch chicks that are hunting down him and the other girl.
I'm just waiting for the picture.
I'm pulling her up. Just a second. Okay, just hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
I gotta find her.
Speaking of which, folks, me and Austin, I challenged him to a bet for the Kentucky Derby. Okay,
oh boy.
I'm gonna let you in on this because the Kentucky Derby down where he lives is a fucking huge thing. He's from Kentucky. So I challenged him to a bet. I said, "All right, you know, let's make a little wager. I'm gonna pick a horse, and you pick a horse. If my horse beats your horse, it doesn't have to come in first, but if my horse comes in a better position than yours, then one of my characters in a game that you run." Has to get something beneficial and vice versa. And he was really hesitant and he's just like, he essentially at first he was like, all right. And then I started saying some of the stuff like that we could possibly give each other as characters. And he's like, nah, I don't think so. Nah, that's too, nah. And he backed out. His fucking horse whooped my horse's ass. My horse came in dead last. So his character would have gotten something, And man, he just didn't take that bet.
Yeah. Also, too. No. She's the fucking flight attendant in that movie. That's what I picked her because she doesn't have any lines, but I knew I saw her face in that movie before. She's the flight attendant in like the opening scene where he's like hunting the witch in the plane.
Picture didn't happen.
I can't. She's insignificant in the movie. I can't give you a picture of her. She's insignificant in the movie. You can look up the airplane scene in the movie. She's also in Prison Break in the 2017 Prison Break. She's Sheba. She has in like a couple episodes of Sons of Anarchy.
Who was she in Sons of Anarchy?
She was in a couple episodes. She was. Wasn't Some?
It doesn't ring a bell.
She's here, this chick.
Oh yeah, there's the flight attendant.
She's the prostitute who formerly worked for the pimp Greensleeves.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the chick that used to work for Greensleeves.
Man, she, like, now I want to go watch The Last Witch Hunter. Is that bad?
No, I mean, it's a good movie.
I liked it.
My man, Webby. My man. Yeah. So this is her first real, like, major role. Like, I knew she's been in stuff, but it was like... Well, I mean, Prison Break's probably her first major role. Let's be honest. I didn't watch a lot of the new Prison Break. I watched a couple episodes of it.
Oh, man. This whole airplane scene.
See, ready? We could play Mage... me and Danny can play Mage, and you could play The Last Witch Hunter, and you could be running around as a hunter trying to kill us. It's perfect.
You guys would last one session.
I mean, that's the challenge, right? That's
my guy would be so good at his job and come whoop your ass.
That's just because you don't want to play Hunter, or you don't want to play Mage.
No, it's because I would make Vin Diesel my hunter. Vin Diesel would whoop your ass.
Shit.
Oh! You heard it here, folks. Vin Diesel.
I'll make The Rock.
Vin Diesel, we will gladly have you on SU so you can defend yourself to Devin.
Yes, and you should do that. Also, T-Webby, you know what show you need to watch?
What?
Moonlight.
I don't even know what that is.
You can stream the whole thing on CWC. It was a vampire show that lasted like one season. I liked it.
Is CW Seed free?
It's totally free.
Oh,
all
right.
Basically, it's all the old CW shows that nobody cares about anymore, and they just throw them on one app and be like, oh, here you go. Like, give you an idea of all the shows that are on CW Seed. Alcatraz. Aliens in America. Some of these you probably don't know what the hell these are. Attention Deficit Theater. Backpackers. Batman. Mystery of the Batwoman. Birds of Prey. Blade. The Series. Oh, God. Sticky Fingers with Blade. God damn it. Constantine. Constantine City of Demons, Crazy Ex-Girlfriends, Oh My God, I Think It's Over, Dynasty 1980s, Everwood, Everybody Hates Chris, Forever, Freedom Fighters, The Ray, which is like the animated The Ray version from like Arrow Ray from the Infinite crossover.
Right, yeah.
Elseworld. Yeah. Ghost Whisperer with...
Everybody Hates Chris was a CW show?
It wasn't. It is basically anything that any kind of ties to Warner Bros. On any kind of channel ends up here, or something they buy. So, like, Girl Got Game, Girlfriends, H1Z1, Fight for the Crown. They must have, like, a turn of that at some point, because that's a game.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, a turn of that or something? Everybody's playing a practice commercial. I'll come back to that in a second.
It's a live-action game. They really put people on an island and let them murder each other.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Hellcats, which is a cheerleading show. Down for it, though, because it has a what's her name in it. She's pretty hot. How to Be a Vampire. I Ship It. Just for Laughs. Kings of Con. LA Rangers. Life After First Failure. You can see why some of these shows just are no longer continuing, because like, I don't even remember half of these shows. I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Machinima's Chasing the Cup, Injustice 2, Machinima's Chasing the Cup, Mortal Kombat X. Yeah, these are all game tournaments. Yeah, they're game tournaments. H1Z1 are all game tournaments. Hmm. So, they have those in there. They have Moonlight, which is what I'm talking about. Pushing Daisies, which is where... No, that's not where Ralph's from. Ralph's from fucking... Saving the Human Race? Yeah. Ringer, Roswell, Saving the Human Race, Significant Mother, the original Roswell, Star Trek, the animated series, Stupid Hype, Supernatural, the animated series.
Devin.
Yes.
I can't
Have you seen Supernatural, the anime?
I've seen Supernatural, the animated Scooby-Doo episode.
No, I meant the actual anime. They made an anime of Supernatural.
Nope. Listen,
that's
Devin.
That's our next anime issue at some point.
Listen, I can't watch any more shows that you recommend to me until I finish the last show that you recommended to me.
You're not wrong.
Which is H2O or whatever it was called.
I mean, you want to catch up on that? That's fine. That was more or less like sit there and uncomfortably masturbate because you're like...
uncomfortably
masturbate. You sit there like, okay, all right. I know they were 18 around this season somewhere. I'm just going to go for it and see what happens.
I'll find out when I die if I'm going to hell or not because of this one particular thing.
Yep.
Oh, shit. No, I think the worst part about that is, okay, I know they're 18, but this is still a kid's show, and I don't think that's right.
Yeah, it's fun.
Man. All right. Well, we're over that hour mark now, thank Christ. So,
I padded the episode with uncomfortable masturbation.
Uncomfortable masturbation, yes. Okay, so before we sign off, Devin, we need our moment of zen after your uncomfortable masturbation comment.
Moment of zen with Devin. Don't uncomfortably masturbate.
There should never be anything uncomfortable about it.
It shouldn't be. Oh, let me look up a zen saying of the day that fits. That is a very interesting statement.
What's
that? I'm gonna let you know what? I'm gonna let you guys decipher this Zen statement of the day. The mind is like a mad monkey.
The what?
Yeah, exactly. The mind is like a mad monkey. That's exactly what it says, and it ends there. And I'm like, all right.
Well, there you go, all everybody. Right. Your moment of Zen with Devin. The mind is like a mad monkey. Or in my case, my mind is like a bad monkey. Yep.
Or anyway. Here, if you want to be like, if you want to have like a...
We need fortune cookie, Devin.
All right. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you're living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present.
That's not true.
I know.
I'm depressed and anxious, and I'm living in the present currently because I can only live one day at a time.
You split yourself like falling. You're all over.
I'm everywhere. All right.
You are the real time God. That's why you're depressed. You actually have superpowers, and you're just everywhere at once. You're actually omnipresent all the time. So you just witness everything at once, and that's why you're depressed. With me. Yeah.
I know how the story ends, Devin, and I just can't spoil it for anybody. That's my superpower. Well, seems like Devin got a knock at his door, but we are going to sign off here. So let's see if he's back yet. Devin, where can people find you on the internet? Nope, he's not back. He's still chatting with somebody. You can find him on Twitter at @D_. Nope, that's not it. I don't know his fucking Twitter handle. You figure I'd memorize Devin's stuff by now. I know he's on eBay at some random name. Clay. Oh, here he is. He unmuted.
I'm on eBay. You can find me. My name is... you can find me on Twitter at @DMP_Pookie.
DMP_Pookie. Okay. I thought it was just D_Pookie. I was like, that makes no sense.
DMP_Pookie. And on Twitch at Pook Killed Me. And as always, you can find me on eBay at Adam the First Man's Jockstrap.
What? Okay.
Well, I was looking at a picture of Eve when I saw that. So I was like, fuck it, we're going to go with it.
Okay. And as always, folks, you guys can find me on Twitter at @JaxForestWalker, all one word, on Twitch at @DMWebby, and on eBay, not looking for anyone's jockstrap.
And on Instagram at patrick.webster52.
Which I just post random pictures. So go give me a follow.
Sometimes those random pictures have titties. So
that's not an untrue statement. I will have to do more of those. So until next time, everybody, fuck Booster.
I found the perfect picture of Webby, by the way, which I will share with him in a moment.
Bullshit. Nope, fuck Booster Gold, everybody.
Fuck Booster Go.
Wow, no one's talking over this outro like we normally do. See you later, folks.
See you later, alligator.